Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good evening. This is Roberta of Roberta Inspires Omni Media. Welcome to Inspire Radio. Still getting the show back off the ground, so bear with me as we do different things with episodes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm back. And it's going to be an interesting evening as we head towards celebrating Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. I'm also going to be online on Facebook Live. You'll be able to see me in just a few minutes on Facebook Live. And we're going to talk about this very interesting month of February, because February covers so many bases all at once. We've got Valentine's Day, we've got my birthday, we've got President's Day, and we've got Black History Month. And I'm sure you don't want to miss out on any of those. So I'm just bringing them to your attention. So we're going to talk today about some of the aspects of this month, starting, of course, with about Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. And then next week, we'll talk more about Black History Month and Black History Month, and something a little bit about President's Day, too, and then more about Black History Month. If you're out on my personal Facebook page, you'll have the opportunity to listen to an old episode of my show called A New Year for Divine Relationships, Healthy Relationships That Empower You for Destiny. And that was aired back on 2011. If you aren't on my page and want to hear it, go ahead and email me at robertainspires@gmail.com. Okay. So what do I have for you this evening? Well, we're going to also talk about some of the new initiatives that I'm incorporating now into our show. And one of those is a book of the month, so that we can all read together and share some interesting information and ideas. The other is that we're going to certainly, and I did some of this before, but it'll be probably a lot larger in scope, is I'll be talking about business strategies and tips, and so you will not want to miss that. That's going to be good. If you want to actually see me live right now during the show, you can go over on Facebook to my page called Roberta Inspires Inc. Roberta Inspires Inc. So let me get on that page, and then you'll be able to see me. Believe it or not, it's kind of interesting what you'll see and the way you'll know you're actually at that page. And that is because there's a picture of Doreen Rainey, who's now the vice president for Steve Harvey, his company, a vice president there. And she was actually on my show years ago, because Doreen's a homegirl, comes out of the D.C. area, and she was there. So I had her on the show, and she was doing her coaching. And so here I am coming on live now to Facebook Live. And I've got an iPad in hand. I'm going to have papers in hand. I'm going to have a bunch of stuff going on. So just bear with me. And I'm still in my gym clothes from working out this afternoon in some chair yoga. that's what they call it. I call it just sitting there, right, doing my thing. But it's and I'm also switching my phone, so bear with me. I'm going to put this up to the side here, so you're going to see me kind of from the side. There's the camera. Hey, everybody. If you're on the Roberta Inspires Inc. page, Roberta Inspires Inc., I-N-C. That's where you can actually see me live and see all of what's going on. Oh, okay. it's going to be interesting, but I think you will certainly learn. Let's talk first about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. Hey, everybody, anybody who is watching, I'm going to just say shout out, and we'll see what happens. But anyway, Valentine's Day. Let's talk a little bit about Valentine's Day. It's actually known as the Feast of St. Valentine, and a lot of history around it. Various people were named Valentine back in the day, and so it is probably still to be substantiated which Valentine this is about. But anyway, as a part of the martyrs, the stories of martyrs, there is something called Saint Valentine that was actually in prison for performing weddings, supposedly for soldiers. That was actually forbidden. Soldiers could not marry. He also ministered to Christians persecuted under the Roman Empire, and it was alleged that he actually healed a girl and got her sight back, restored her sight, and sent her a card when he was being executed, and he said, "You're Valentine." But it's actually an official feast day in the Anglican Communion, and also it is a feast day in the Lutheran Church, according to Wikipedia. Now, we think of Valentine's Day with various types of expressions. One of the expressions is an expression of romance to someone, a significant other, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. And they're usually things that people put out, hearts, candy, flowers. Do you have any of that planned for your romantic love interest? I will never forget that. And I was in seventh grade. I thought of Catholic school, so I can't really say junior high school. But anyway, this one guy, these two guys had gotten together, and I probably told this story for Valentine's Day before, so bear with me. But these two guys had gotten together and split their money so that they would have be able to buy a gift, a chocolate heart, and a box of candy and heart shape, little box, and also a card. And I guess they each liked different girls. One of them liked me and one liked somebody else, I guess. Gave me the heart and the card, which was so sweet. Now that I think about it, I didn't even have any idea that he liked me. And I said, "Well, I can take your car, but I can't take your heart," because I wasn't really interested in him. And I should have said, thank you, and taken it all. I've been grateful that he was interested in me. But, hey. Immaturity, that's what happened. So, and then, of course, later on in life, I got hearts, candy, that kind of stuff. And so, I came out okay. And he's probably gone on to do great things. He's an over nerd-looking kind of guy. And you know how you are. You're so flighty at that age. Then also, Valentine's Day, people actually give expressions to friends, neighbors, and particularly a good place to express your love on Valentine's Day, if you don't have a romantic Valentine, it's with seniors. Giving a card, giving some type of stuffed animal, or even a nice plant. I saw roses in a pot at Walmart, so that's a nice gift. And I bet you didn't know that 190 million Valentines are sent each year in the U.S. And the average rebate spending is from $108 per person to $131. That, I think it was 2010, it was $108, and went up to $131 in 2013. Well, Valentine's, the other thing you can do is become part of a Valentine's card exchange, and that's a lot of fun. I'm a part of a card exchange. Did it for Christmas, and now I'm doing it for Valentine's Day. And I'm a little late getting them out, folks, but they will go out tomorrow. Some people will get them. Some people won't get them after Valentine's Day. That coat's a little messy. It's in some Facebook Live. And hey. And let me see if I can comment up. comments. I probably should have stayed on my Roberta and Spires page, but anyway, I'm live here doing my thing. And also Valentine's Day to children. You can make, I'm in the process of making some bags of treats for kids who are part of the Good News Club, which is a ministry of child evangelism fellowship. And kids have treats and boxes and bags of treats, and a little exchange cards, a little exchange candy back there. And if you add all of that together and the gifts they give their teacher, the average number of, say, Valentine's presents go up to like 1 billion. Can you believe that? Well, God gave us the greatest Valentine of all, and that was his son Jesus. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." How about that? And love is of God, because God is love, right? So this is an excellent time to evangelize and to spread the love of God to others. All right. If you're out there and you want to call into the show, let's try to drop the glasses. You can call in to 929-477-2896, and I'll take your call, and you can send out a nice Valentine's wish to someone that's special to you, and send them a shout out. I don't know what you're planning to do for Valentine's Day. I don't quite know what I'm going to do. I know I'll probably be getting some. I have a meeting that day, and giving out some thank you gifts to some teachers as part of the Good News Club, and getting them ready to go off and give kids all kind of candy and the parents gifts. And it's just going to be a really nice time. I'm going to try to do some little Valentine surprises for my neighbors. And I don't know what I'm going to do for me, but anyway, in the meantime, I want to introduce you to Fire Radio Show Book Club. And this month, our feature book is Sacred Rest, by Sandra Dalton Smith, M.D., Sacred Rest. Now, its subtitle is Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Woo-hoo! Dr. Dalton Smith, I believe, is based out of Alabama. She's a board-certified internal medicine doctor. Wow. Her book is based on research, sensory, in the spiritual realm, emotional, physical, and many other areas. And it's actually addressing the science of rest, the spirituality, the gift of rest, and the fruit of rest. And one of the points is that there are 7 types of rest. And she wants you to embrace rest, to set boundaries, and to seek sanctuary. I was just reading through some of the information out on Amazon, and it's really captivating, the book. I can hardly wait to get through it. And I know, yeah, we're already on to the 12th of February, but hey, get the book, and we'll just be going along. And I've been in contact with her. I'm hoping to have her on somewhere before the end of the month, where we can hear more about her book. And the objective of the book is to help you to restore what's daily being depleted from your life. She's got 2 little boys. She's a wife. She's a doctor. She's a researcher. She's a writer. So she's got a lot on her plate. And if you're that kind of person, then this is the book for you. So let's read it together. And we'll have some things out here on the Roberta Inspires Inc. page. And as I build up the Inspire Radio Show page, some things will be there. Okay. Well, I've got my little specs back on, my lovely purple specs. And talking to you also, I want to talk about your calling to business. Your call business. We're going to be having this segment in each show, unless there is a special guest. But we're going to be talking about what it means to be called. And what does a calling really look like? Why did God call you? And what really is the call of God? How do you answer it? And what's a calling versus a vocation? And what does your life and lifestyle need to look like? And what's the purpose of the calling? What does it cost you to be called? And what did God not call you to do? So I do coaching in that area, and we'll be putting out a program and doing some speaking, more speaking hopefully on that topic. But you'll get a taste of it right here, because there's so many things you're called to do. Call to educate, call to inspire, call to provide, call to heal, call to own, call to be fruitful, and call to create a legacy. So we're going to talk some about that today also. And I'm going to share some thoughts with you that I was writing on that subject, if I can find my message. Again, if you wish to call in to the show, or you can comment here on the Roberta Inspires Facebook page, you can call in to 929-477-2896. All right, so this is very interesting. Doing this Facebook Live. When I started the show, there was no such thing as Facebook Live. Inspire Radio itself was a whole Blog Talk Radio itself was a big, big thing. But you have to know, first of all, that ordinary people with passion, purpose, focus, and commitment change the world every day. And you're called to change the world. You're not predestined to be mediocre. And you can do exceptional things when you actually know Christ. And you don't have to be extraordinary to impact the world or to achieve your goals. So you may ask yourself, who actually gets to succeed? You may look at people who have been born very dire circumstances and say, do they really get to succeed, or do you have to be some type of celebrity or maybe beautiful or tall, dark, and handsome, and then you really wonder. But nope. I want to share just a little bit with you today on the topic of calling versus capability. I have a chance to put these in the notebook, so those of you who are watching online, you can see me, my lovely face, my exercise clothes. But I want to share with you a little bit from one of the books that I'm writing. Because I spent 20 years in the field, this was written back some time ago, this section, in a field where I was capable but not necessarily called. I was paid very well, but unfulfilled, unhappy, and not completely achieving. When God allowed the doors to close in my industry, I tried and tried to get in to no avail. But watching myself on video, that was after I started speaking, quoted a video, it became clear there's a difference between a calling and a capability. When you walk in your calling, it's natural and fulfilling, and it doesn't take as much energy. When you are having to use too much energy, check out your calling. Ask, am I walking in my calling? Am I walking in my calling? Now, when it comes to being called to business, people want to see a Christian business person lead with integrity because Christ is in that person's life. People want to see that we keep our financial reports with integrity. The world is actually looking for someone to step up to the plate and lead by example. The world is looking for someone to show forth Christ in the marketplace. The world wants to see the body of Christ in living action. Follow me as I follow Christ. We are to be a living epistle, or living epistles in the marketplace where results, living faith is how we will impact the marketplace. They're looking for that example. What key beliefs define you in your life? They want to know. So get excited about being called to business. Act on it. Demonstrate it in your day-to-day affairs. And that's how you'll show forth to the Great Commission, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you do in the world. Our lives and every aspect of it should be the conduit through which the world sees the glory of God. Being one of the best employees or employers, because you seek God daily to help you do your best, and because you do your work unto the Lord and not unto men. A former manager told me that what he admired about me was that I did not talk about my faith. I just lived it. That touched me. So just live it. My living faith is demonstrated in deed, not in word. And that is what the world is looking for in us. You are called to business. All right. Well, we've got about 7 more minutes on the air. I'm going to read a few scriptures for you. And I also want to send out a tribute in memory of my dear, dear friend that left for glory this week, and that's Queen Boswell McEachin, beautiful, beautiful woman of God, 54 years old. But went home to be with the Lord unexpectedly, and we miss her. We're going to miss her. I miss her already. But just like she was, you can be too. And just keep this in mind. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you prophet to the nations. That's Jeremiah 1:5 out of the English Standard Version. Then I have Second Peter 1, chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, apparently I got cut off and my lovely phone, which I'm getting rid of. Let me reread the scriptures. I'm not sure who put me on hold. But here's what you can know. Some scriptures for the week. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Is that the thing? I'm giving tribute to the homegoing of my dear, sweet friend, Queen Boswell McEachin, who left for glory all too soon for me and so many others that is home with the Lord doing that praise and worship that she always loved. 2 Peter 1:10-11. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. Amen. If you still want to call in and do a shout out to a loved one, you may do so, and you can do that by calling 929-477-2896 to call in here for Inspire Radio. And if you want to comment on Facebook, you can go to Roberta Inspires, Inc., INC. That's my business page. And I'll be adding some things there. And just remember that our book for this month is Sacred Rest by Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, MD, and hoping to get her on the show. Have been in touch with her. We just have to arrange the interview so we can talk more about this book. And again, this is a very exciting month because it's Black History Month, President's Day, Roberta Day, my birthday. We also have Valentine's Day. So get out there and make Valentine's an opportunity to express your love, and also to express the love of God by evangelizing through the cards and gifts that you give. Add little notes, add little stickers to say Jesus loves you, John 3:16, something like that. So have an excellent week, and I'll be back with you next Sunday, 6:30 p.m., same bat channel, same bat time, as they used to say on the old Batman show. God bless you. This is Roberta sending you much love. Happy Valentine's Day.